He's out using the porta potties.
Maybe you can ask him the question, how many times he uses it, Mr. Ross.
What, you sat in my chair?
I did. And it was dry.
Okay, everybody's a comedian. All right, where's my stuff?
What stuff?
Where's my agenda?
There's your agenda.
Everything I left here. Can't leave you alone for a second. All right, our next public hearing is conditional use number 1908, Green's Bus Service. Big night for buses.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for storage of transportation school vans to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.44 acres, more or less, lying northwesterly corner of Indian Branch Road and Tramway Road, 750 feet west of Route 82, and being lot 10 of, lot 10 in John C. Hudson subdivision. For the benefit of the commission, I just passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application, which was provided by the applicant and is when he had filed. We did receive two agency comments, first one being from DLDOT. It's basically exactly the same as the one we heard previously. It was a support facility report dated May 31st of 2011. Traffic impact study was not recommended. Current level of service of Hickory Hill Road will not change as a result of this application. County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments on August 3rd of 2011, and they referenced that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 5. The use of an on-site septic system is proposed. Conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required. The proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. On this application, we did receive four letters in support of the application and one unsigned letter relating to the application, not in opposition, but wasn't signed. And for the benefit of the commission, I'll pass those letters down. We also received photographs. It appears to be a mixed bag of photographs because they reference, I think, both sites, the Hoffer site and the site. And it could be that somebody looked at both files and got the photos crossed. They're so close together. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to excuse myself again.
Okay, yeah, Mr. Lang, if you would, let the record show that Mr. Burton is not participating in this public hearing and will not be voting. Mr. Green.
I'm Louis Green. I live at 31110 Indian Branch Road.
Thank you.
And I have a van service. I got 11 vans I haul transport homeless children for Indian River School District. And I got some pictures.
Sure, if you can give them to our attorney over there, he'll pass them down to it.
Okay, thank you.
Vans are on the end of, well, nobody don't even know I have them unless you go to the cul-de-sac and turn around. They're all under one roof. And
Mr. Green, can I, excuse me a second, could you move over to the microphone? Because I'm having trouble hearing you here, and okay. I want to make sure the mic picks you up because the tape recorder doesn't identify you.
So okay.
You need to hear. Thank you.
My vans are back in the building, and nobody can't see them unless you go back and turn around. And that's about all I had to say. The only thing I got to say to make it easier would be the best thing to do is just not grant nobody conditional use back there. Just let it go back to be a residential development like it's zoned to be, make a lot of people happy. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
You want to stay up there in case you have any questions?
Yeah, we need you to stay here with us for just a few minutes. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions. And we'll start with Mr. Ross.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Green, I didn't notice any signs on the property of any kind. Would you like to have a sign advertising your business if the approval was granted?
Have what?
A sign of any kind? No? Good. And typically, what are your hours of operation?
Well, we leave at different times. It all depends on the road. Maybe probably the first one will probably leave maybe 6 o'clock. And they're all back by 8, and after 8. then in the afternoon they go out and school's out, and then they're back 4:30, 4:35.
And how many vans do you generally have maximum at any time?
11.
Would you ever think you might want to have 12 or 13, or?
If I needed to, just got the children, you know, in the hall. It's homeless children, and you know, we don't know how many we're going to. Sometimes I don't have all 11 vans on the road, sometimes maybe 8 or 9.
People keep having kids, you might need to get more vans, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe we better say 15 max. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
And how many employees do you have, Mr. Green?
10 right now. That's with me and my wife.
We'll just say 10.
That, can I bump in there? That's just drivers, basically, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
They come in and go out. You know, they just park the cars. Do you do repairs or service your vans, or you get someone else to do that? Okay. And I think that's all. Maybe the rest of the commission will pick up anything I missed.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Mr. Chairman, I believe I understand the application. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson?
Just a point of clarification, Mr. Green. You stated that you just soon have everything go back to AR and not have a conditional use. I'm assuming you're not withdrawing your application.
I mean, for everybody.
Yeah, but I'm talking about you, sir.
Yeah.
You're not wanting to withdraw your application.
What do you mean by that?
What he means is, sir, is you have made a statement that differs. You've made an application to get a conditional use.
Yes.
And then you have said, I don't think anybody should get one. That's kind of unusual. No, he'd like to know why you're saying that.
Well, I just meant I had rather see nobody have one nowhere, and then let it be a complete residential district or development.
Okay.
So basically, you would have to close your business, and anybody else in the subdivision would have to close theirs.
Mm-hmm.
You just go back and live in harmony, right?
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Blake?
No questions now.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counselor?
Just one question. How long have you been operating this? The van service or buses or transportation, let's call it.
Well, I've been in bus service. I had school buses about 28 years.
Okay.
Then I got in this van service about 4 years ago.
Okay. And did it sort of start small? I mean, was it just one bus you driving it, you know?
But when I started with buses,
yeah.
I started out, yeah, with one, just like hopping, just gradually.
Okay.
Got more.
Okay. That's all the questions I had. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
All right, then. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1908, Green's Bus Service? Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Clinton Hoffer. I live at 25109 Indian Branch Road in Millsboro. I live across from Mr. Green. Mr. Green has a number of vans, leave at different times of the day. They don't create any problem, and I know of, in the neighborhood. They don't usually speed in and out, and there's never any issues with them. You know, I support his conditional use. And I hope you guys find it and allow him to have it. All right?
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're next. You can, I tell you what, you move a little bit closer, and then you can be next. Go ahead. You're fine.
I'm still Rachel Beach, and I still live at 31099 Tramway Road in Millsboro. The Greens have had their van business, before that, their bus business. I never have seen any evidence of their van business because they keep it undercover. Most, I believe, several years back, they put a van cover in there. They have a little morning area where the people gather. They have 11, I believe, vans and two people. My husband, one, drives for them. He walks over. His daughter drives for him, and she walks over. So there's not everybody that drives has to drive in there. But the way that they keep their property, the way that they keep their business, it's always immaculate. It has a way of helping the property value. It does not pull it down. And I think that they should be able to continue the business as usual.
Quite a question for you. Where is your home in relation to this property?
My house sits here, and mm-hmm. I have about 5 acres.
Okay.
And I believe that Greeny probably has 4 to 6 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And his is his daughter's house is right across from mine, which is also Greeny's. And then down, I'm not good at yardage, but he's right across from Butch Hoffer, and Butch Hoffer's right beside me.
Okay. When you're inside your house, can you see his
yes.
property?
Yes.
You can see his property
yes.
from inside your house? Okay. Just wanted to put that on the record.
Yes.
Okay.
I can see everything, and he has everything. He's got paved roads there. He's got a little, like, log cabin that they do greet at. I don't see any activity, really. They don't do huddling around. They just go, and they do their business. And he's very concerned whether it's a negative impact on the area, and he keeps it nice and neat.
Okay. All righty.
That's it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who's next? Opposition. Yes, ma'am. Come on up. You were next. In favor, I'm sorry, in favor. Well, excuse me. Okay. Miss one, lose everything.
That's right.
How quick we forget. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann. I work for Mr. Greeny, and I love going to work every morning because we have our little log cabin, and we have our coffee and our cakes and stuff in the morning. I'd hate to see it moved. I don't leave my car at his house. I go there with his van, and I leave my car at my property. So I don't have to even leave my car there, so my car's never on his property. Mm-hmm. I take his van home every day, back and forth.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, who's next? In favor, yes, sir.
My name is Alan Stevens. I also work for Mr. Greeny. I've worked for him for 15 years, driving a bus and now vans. He has always made every attempt that I know of to keep his property and all the surroundings as neat and clean as possible. He's built a facility in the rear of his property, which he has ample property to do this. That all the vans are undercover and they're not visible from any road, really. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's next? Yes, sir. Come on up.
I'm Jerry Greeny, 25082 Indian Branch Road. I live across the street from Greeny's Bus Service.
Okay.
You got 3.5 acres. All the vehicles are always kept in immaculate condition underneath the pole shed versus another that's 0.9 of an acre, of course.
So we're talking about this one now.
Okay.
Okay.
And
we already talked about that.
I live, like I said, I live right across the street. There is not any excess traffic from this business whatsoever.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Okay. Anyone else like to speak in favor? I'll go ladies first. Come on. There we go. You'll be next. That's all right. Don't go too far away. You're next.
I'm Jamie Hopper again. Now address 3803 North Ivymore Drive, Milford.
Mm-hmm.
But for the previous 24 years, 25109 Indian Branch Road. Not a family member and not an employee of Mr. Greeny. Just a neighbor for 23 years. If you know Mr. Greeny, you know him as the bus service. People still to this day, where do you live at? Indian Branch Road. Oh, that's, you know, where Greeny has all those buses. I have no problem with his service. Growing up, I've never had any issues. I don't have any issues with his vans. He used to have buses that he would park down our street. I'm in support of his business. That's all I have to say.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Okay. Yes, sir. Your turn.
I'm Rick Beach, 31099 Tramway Road, Millsboro. I fully support Mr. Greeny's endeavor. He's been a fantastic neighbor, great employee, good friend. And I think he's a big asset to the community, and I appreciate whatever he does.
All right. All
right. Thank you.
Okay, sir. We thank you. Anyone else? Okay, here they're coming in, a whole flock of them. Okay. One, two, three, all the way in the back. Okay, go ahead.
I'm just confused.
You are?
We're all here in support of Mr. Green,
yeah,
who has started this, now wants us out of business, but we're all supporting him, and now he's saying he thinks none of us should have this conditional use. I don't understand this, and I'm not upset with Mr. Green. I'm just saying, could you explain this to me? That, I mean, if you would decide that he doesn't get the conditional use, does that mean?
No, ma'am. First of all, first, let me just tell you a couple things. Number one, opinions are like noses. Everybody's got one. That happens to be his opinion. He has a right to express his opinion, and he's done that, just like you have a right to express yours. These applications really are not related, and I know everyone keeps trying to put them together, but they're just not, and they're not going to be considered that way. They are separate, standalone. Your approval or denial has nothing to do and no bearing on his approval or denial, and vice versa. So there won't be any joint ruling on anything. Okay, so you're fine. You guys have had your hearing. You're testifying on behalf of Mr. Green at his hearing. That's fine with us. Doesn't matter. Doesn't affect how we're going to think about your application. And this is all about him right now. So
I was just
that's fine.
Confused.
There you go.
I wanted to know.
Well, okay. There's the answer.
Thank you. They are wonderful neighbors.
You're
him
welcome.
And Joanne. And
okay.
Hey, thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Okay. Yes, sir.
My name is Clarence Adams. I live on 22537 Bethel Road, Millsboro, Delaware, and I'm in favor of Mr. Green's application. He has a very neat place there. Spends a lot of money. I mean, I know he spent a lot because I can't even get a paved driveway for my house yet. And he's made sure that all the vans and everything's got paved driveway to run out from his building. And he's put a little cabin there with little drinks inside. Doesn't charge for any of it or anything, but he's drinks and some snacks there that when you come in the morning, so you leave at the exact time. You know, sometimes you let your van run for a few moments just to you have to be on time on these routes and all. And he's been a very nice person. He's also a friend of mine. We go to church together and camp and different things like that. But he certainly. It keeps his area very neat looking, very clean. He couldn't hurt the neighborhood in any kind of way if he'd just go out there and look at it. It's very clean, though. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you.
All right. Don Grevy, 25074 Indian Branch Road. I'm impacted the most out of Mr. Green's vans. I live right next to his pole barn that keeps the vans. There is no issues. If you Google the properties, the pictures they bring in are irrelevant. You'll see what it looked like 2 years ago or whenever the shot was. I have no problems with the vans. We all know what it's zoned for, and that's basically the bottom line. And it's up to you guys.
Okay. Thank you. All right, anyone else wish to speak in favor? All right, then. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1908? If anyone on the commission has any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision this evening, or you may wish to call the office. But I do want to take this opportunity to point out to everyone here that there are good people on both sides of these issues. You're all friends and neighbors, okay? And regardless of the decisions that are made, it's our hope that you stay that way. And with that, we'll close the public hearing, and that concludes our public hearings on our next item.